Hey friends, this is Alexandria Marica for your daily Nerd Devo. I'm going to start this by making very clear that this does in fact contain spoilers for the movie The Eternals. If you haven't seen the movie and you don't want it to be ruined, stop right now. And if you've made it this far, I'm guessing that you've either seen the movie or you don't care enough about the spoilers, so you want to listen anyway. I'm going to give you a very quick rundown, although very basic, of the plot of The Eternals. This movie entails the arrival of the Eternals to planet Earth to protect humanity from these creatures called the Deviants. The Deviants run amok through humanity and destroy intelligent life. Now, after the destruction of all the Deviants, the Eternals are charged with the role of protecting humanity from the Deviants, but not interfering with human conflict, but in general to allow humanity to progress as it were through technology and understanding and intelligence. And as such, they live their lives in secret from humanity as the Eternals. Now, a problem arises when there is a return of a Deviant in modern day. The Eternals have to find one another to determine their plan for how they're going to take care of this Deviant. As such, they come up with a plan to protect humanity once again from this Deviant, but in the process find out that they themselves have actually just been pawns. This Eternal being that sent the Eternals to planet Earth to protect humanity wasn't protecting humanity for the sake of protecting humanity, rather to protect humanity that the emergence may take place. And as such, the Eternals become frustrated and irate with the fact that they've actually realized that they've just been pawns the entire time. They weren't there to protect humanity. They were there to protect this divine being who would be birthed out of this emergence. When they find this out, they have a choice to make. Some of the Eternals choose to stay back and protect humanity from this Deviant by killing it, and in the end, stopping the emergence from occurring because they've grown so fond of humanity. Another set of the Eternals choose to go find other Eternals on other planets to make them aware of what has occurred, what they've really been part of. And at one point, one of the members of the Eternals says, "We have to go because the truth will set them free." And isn't that true for us? That we live our lives unaware sometimes of the things that we participate in or unaware of before we know Christ. But when we come to the knowledge of who Christ is, the truth sets us free. In John 8, Jesus is speaking to the Jews, saying, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that's our reality, guys. God wants us to abide in him, and he wants us to be his true disciples. And in doing so, being set free, because at one point in our lives, we were slaves to sin. We were slaves to desires of our flesh, to the things that the world told us were necessary for our lives. We were slaves to things that were in contrary to who God had for us to be. But when we know Christ, when we become his disciples, the truth sets us free. And what do we do with that? Do we keep it to ourselves, or do we take it into our homes, into our families, into our workplaces, our communities? Do we carry this truth of the gospel so that others may know it? So I would encourage you, brothers and sisters, wherever you're living your lives, whatever you do from your day to day, take this truth with you and make it clear to others. Share that truth, because the truth will set people free. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But if you would like more weekly nerdy content, be sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts to get this podcast every weekday. Or you can join our Facebook small group, the Nerd of God Squad, to share some memes and live your dreams. Again, my name is Alexandria Marica for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, so long, and thanks for all the fish.